Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action, Shri and Kira Live. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
You know, every week it is such a joy and such a mystery and almost a surprise because we have such incredible guests, such crazy, amazing topics, and today is certainly no exception. Today we are really, I love this, we're diving into something that's certainly very near and dear to our heart, trance channeling, what it's like. You know, what it's really like to live with that. And we get so many questions about this. And we have an amazing guest, Robert Shapiro, who's been a trance channel for like 35 years. I am just excited, Shri, because this is a big show and a big, I don't want to use the word controversial, but yet it still is kind of a controversial topic.
Well, it is. And we've been touching this for the last several shows as we've explored channeling and universal spirituality. And one of the things that we want to go a little deeper with today is what it's like to really live in that place.
Yes.
Because channeling is not new. Oracles have been around since the dawn of groupthink.
Well, and even before. I'm feeling old, Shri.
You haven't been around that long. Honey.
That's
it's
true.
Been longer.
Well, I remember.
But you know, it's so often the leaders, the kings and queens of old, would consult their oracles,
yes.
their advisors,
yes.
and. Certainly, even within the church, there were those that seemed to have a closer communion.
Well, and there were many different ways. Like I immediately think about the oracles at Delphi and in Greece, and there were so many different ways that this type of deep communion came forward. And a lot of times, like at Delphi, they would have them sit over a fissure, which had like a vapor coming out.
And they had some rather noxious gases.
Yeah, and a lot of those oracles died very young.
They died young. They also were put into an altered state with the chemicals that
right.
were coming in the gases.
Right, and which I think is why so many people are suspicious of trans-channeling today.
Well, it could well be because, you know, in the shamanic traditions, often some form of herb is used to help induce the state of,
right.
of openness.
Well, most notably like ayahuasca or certain forms of mushrooms and other certain things to expand the brain. But what about when you don't need any of that? And that's really where we're going today is what about when you are a trance channel and this gift is pouring through you without any stimulants?
And when the gift pours through you, then one's world gets shifted.
Well,
forever changed.
Well, truly. I mean, I remember your first response to me was, oh my God, is she a psychopath?
Well, yes, that thought did go through my head.
I'm watching you squirm. Okay, guys, if you were here with me, you'd be watching Shri squirm. Well, you know, Shri, as a psychotherapist, as someone who had extensive training, to be truly in the moment of someone who is going through that experience, I mean, you and I often talk about how that happened for us.
Let's explain that a little further because it's informative and interesting. Many people receive an inner communion, and certainly I was one that had been doing automatic writing and had received information in my cranium. When Kira first began this process, she actually fell over and literally left her body, and then this other energy reanimated her, and she stood up with bright white eyes and a lot of light coming from her, and her voice had completely changed. It was as if she was possessed.
And guys, you need to know that when this first came to my attention, I swore I would never, ever do this in public. I would never let anybody know what was going on because, you know, I've always giggled. I'm like the idiot savant of this. I really had no idea.
Well, and fortunately, there was, you know, well, on the one hand, my brain was watching my beloved Kira. She wasn't there. Her body was there, but there was a completely different energy emanating from her, and her voice was quite different. Sound had a certain Eastern European accent as this energy spoke through her. And of course, on the one hand, because I'm a trained psychotherapist, I was immediately going, uh-oh.
Especially since this happened on a date. There's a date.
This was a date, yeah.
And date with destiny.
And on the other hand, because I did have at that time some metaphysical experience.
Thank goodness.
I was just delighted and felt a privilege that there was a true act of grace happening. Now, here's the catch, and here's the thing I want everyone to understand. I felt the love.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't about the voice. It isn't about the words. It is, in this case, about the energy of the transmission. And the radiance coming from Kira's eyes, and even though she was speaking like a Eastern European gypsy or something, you know, with the accent and the voice.
You know, there's people who say I look like that, Sri. Well,
at the moment, at that critical incident of that very first experience, there was a radiance. There was a love flowing through. And then as the message, as the words began to come, I realized that they were truly benevolent. Mm. And just to kind of wrap up our little story here, what the angel said to me at that time was, you have found each other, and now you have a choice to make, whether to continue on this path and bring through these messages or to choose not to do so.
Yeah.
And they left the choice entirely up to us.
There was such a gift of love and benevolence. And really, we went through quite a bit of interesting, I don't want to use the word experimentation, but we really had to get accustomed to having this in our lives, to really bringing this energy into our lives. And 12 years later, we are still doing this. We are out there all the time. And this is why I'm so excited to have our beloved Robert Shapiro on the show with us today, because this is someone who's been doing this for 35 years.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Robert, and he'll tell you more.
I hope so. I look forward to it.
One of the things that is a sign of tenacity and durability.
Absolutely.
Is that Robert Shapiro has been a professional trans channel for over 34 years.
Yeah.
And now his messages have been published in a wide variety of magazines and journals. He's been on radio shows. And get this, over 35 books in print.
Well, which is just woohoo. I know us, we have 5 books. So I know what that's like. And we're trying to get out our 6th right now.
And so I say congratulations.
Absolutely.
Because that's a sign of tenacity.
Absolutely.
To keep on walking,
and
keep
on
sharing.
And I believe it's Melody Orion Swanson at Light Sedona, Technology Publishing, yep. Sedona mm-hmm. Journal, who really helps get those books out there for him. So what a blessing.
And you're going to find his work at Amazon.com. Just go there and start scrolling through. There's a variety of themes. One of the things that Robert has shared is that he got into this work because, and I quote, I want to leave the world a better place for my having been here.
That just, what a beautiful gift,
truly,
a life of service.
The work he has contributed is designed to empower the reader and help illuminate your own capabilities. And his simple intention there is truly an expression of an ascended heart.
Absolutely.
And an expression of passionate action as well, which
yes.
is one of the many reasons why we're delighted to have Robert Shapiro with us today. And without further ado, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, well, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You know, Robert, as we dive into the show today, I want to just first of all remind all of our listeners that, of course, this show is live and our lines are open. If you want to give us a call and get into the queue, feel free to do that. I know we already have callers waiting, but give us a call at 888-627-6008 to jump in and join this conversation. I also want to share that I've got quite a few people that wrote in ahead of time, so we're going to try and squeeze in some of these lovely messages that we received from Twitter. And hey, guys, remember that while we are on the air and after we are on the air, remember to join us on Twitter. And we know that everybody can't get online here. So sometimes just say hi to us at Twitter. And again, I'm quoting some Twitter things today. But our Twitter handle is basically at Sri and Kira. And you can also use hashtag Sri and Kira Live so we can read some of your tweets later. So very exciting and really what a powerful time.
And absolutely, because we want to share some of these comments we've received with Robert and cultivate the conversation and perspective.
Exactly. So, Robert, you know, we know that you've been out there for 34 years. Just so our listeners can hear and share, how was it that you started in your trans channel? How did this happen for you? How did this come forward in your life? I mean, were you born a trans channel? How did this come forward?
Well, I think I might have been born with some capabilities,
uh-huh.
but my family wasn't really focused in that area. But I did, I think, have some. But I really didn't get interested in this kind of thing for a long time. I think I was in my 30s when I started getting interested. And I got interested because of my sister.
Oh.
My sister is not really particularly into this kind of thing, although she's pretty tuned in. But she was flying on a plane somewhere, and somebody just gave her a book. She didn't have a book, and normally she likes to read on the plane, and this guy got off the plane. It was one of those deals where the plane just sort of like a bus. Guy got off the plane and said, "Hey, I really like this book. You want to read it?" And she said, "Oh, okay." So she read about 70 pages, and she got off, and she took the book home, and she tossed it in a drawer and said, "Huh." Anyway, sometime later, I was visiting her, and I was telling her that I thought I was just in a dead-end job, and that even though my employer was a good one, that it wasn't going anywhere, and what should I do? I said to her, mm-hmm. She's my older sister, so of course, I went to her for advice. And she said, "You know, I had this funny experience on the plane, and I think maybe this book is for you." So she gives me the book, and it was a Seth book by Jane Roberts.
Ah, beautiful.
That's what got me interested. It was really kind of a compilation, not too much Seth, but mostly about her experience of how she came into it. And I remember I read the book, and I thought, this is my main thought afterwards, you know, because for her, she was walking down the street one day, and bing, suddenly, mm-hmm. she had this experience. And I thought, you know, really, what's the chance of that happening? I'd love to be able to do this, but what's the chance of that? And I put the book down and kind of forgot about it until the next day. I went over to this bookstore, and I found these Seth books, and I picked out one that I thought was kind of interesting, and at that time, the book was called something. It was called How to Develop Your ESP Power, but since then, the title's been changed.
Mm.
Anyway, I think it was changed to The Coming of Seth or something like that. So I was reading about her experience, but also then she suggested you can do this, and you can do this, and you can do this. And so I started doing those things, and hey, that was interesting. And that's kind of how I started out.
So you were
one
you
thing
were, had been
another,
working.
I should.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
It took
like.
A while. I took about maybe 4-5 years to ease into it because I practiced. I wanted to be good and I wanted to be clear. And then I was also fortunate some years later that I came across a guy who was channeling his version of Seth. And I want to make it clear to folks. You'll hear about channels who are channeling the same being, and you figure, oh, what's the point? You know, I go to one, I can hear them channel whoever it is, and it will be exactly the same from person to person, but it isn't. This guy channeling Seth, it was completely different than in the book, so that's why I said his version. It didn't mm-hmm. mean right, that he was right. making it up. It meant that that version of Seth's personality spoke through that channel. And so that was pretty interesting.
Yes.
I'm bringing this up because if it ever happens for you that you have the opportunity to go to completely different places and hear somebody channel a being that is apparently the same being, you'll notice that there's very possibly differences, especially
there
if the
seems
channel
to be,
is really clear. And
yeah,
channeling
a blending
from a
of personalities,
level.
You might say, is what I've observed. Is that the entity and the channeler? There's a certain blend that comes forward at times.
Now you're a trance channel, Robert. What is that like for you? How do you leave your body? Are you aware of what's coming through? How does that process work for you?
Well, I probably work better with one question at a time, but I'd say this. That there's no blending. With deep trance channeling, I completely get out of the way. And if you had a longer show, I'd probably tell you how I know that I get out of the way because I had an eyewitness describe it in a charming fashion, but another time. The main thing is that I do step completely out of my body. And whoever I'm going to channel will step in. And it takes a while to develop that kind of trust. First, you develop it with one being that you're working with. And then over time, if it feels better, you can do more than one being, which I've made a point to do in my channeling.
So very good, because, you know, as I look at your body of work, there's a variety of topics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't say that I'm acquainted with the books themselves. As I look at the titles, what I'm seeing is that perhaps there's a variety of perspectives or teachers that are coming through. Is that true?
I think it's safe to say there's a variety of probably channeled maybe 1,000 different beings, something like that, hundreds and hundreds.
Wow. You know, we have so many people waiting to chat, Sri. Why don't we bring in one of our callers?
Let's do that.
Wait a minute. I'd like to be channeling if folks are going to ask questions. If they're going to ask questions about my experience as a channel, that's fine. But if they're going to ask questions that would require channeling, I'd like to do that. So, anyway, you do what
you
need to
do. Sometimes they ask for a soul reading from me. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes they're calling in for a comment. So let's just have some fun and bring in a caller and hear what they have to say.
Very good. Well, we'll start with line one and welcome Miriam from California.
Namaste, Miriam. Welcome.
Hello. Namaste.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. I would love to see if I could get a whatever you guys would think that would be best beneficial for me right at this moment in my time, what message you might have for me reading this message, something. I'm in this path, and I actually did take a class in regards to this particular subject, and I've seen this in my email, and I was like, oh, my God, this is for me today, and I would love to hear from you and see what you have for me to grow more.
Well, thank you, beloved one. And I'm glad that you called today, indeed, because this is such a really relevant show for you. You know, one of the things that we were just discussing right before you joined the show was this situation about trust. And as I gaze at your energy field and as I see all of these amazing beings that are around you, they just keep looking at you and saying you are on the right path and you are allowing this gift to unfold and you are doubting your own wisdom. And that this is for you like a missing link, that there's this opportunity for you to allow yourself the gift of really diving into greater self-trust. And they're saying that the only way you're going to be able to do that, it's funny, the words they're using is cross the chasm. They're saying that you're going to need to cross the chasm and just start doing. Trust yourself, follow where your heart is leading you, and allow this to anchor for yourself deeper and deeper every day. They're also saying that it's important for you to recognize that your divine wisdom, your divine guidance is already pouring through you. And that's why you are here. There was no accident that you saw the email, that you're on the show today, that you're the first caller. Oh my goodness, you got on the show. All of that is affirmation that you are on the right journey. However, I can't stress enough, they just keep saying you've got to just dive into self-trust ever more and allow yourself to keep moving forward.
Okay. And I hear that about the self-trust, but how do you get to that? Like, how do you anchor that?
Well, what they're saying for you, and we're going to invite Robert to jump in too, but what they're saying for you that I'm hearing so clearly is practice. In other words, until you start actually doing that, which you want to be doing, you won't be able to cultivate the trust of it because it's like it's stopping you from being active. And maybe Robert wants to join in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My feeling is this. If you're going to develop trust, find something that you can believe in that is absolutely true, and then work on that. Do something so that you're learning how to trust yourself. Trust is a learned process, and I recommend that.
Thank you
very nice.
So much.
You're so welcome, my love.
Miriam,
and you know,
thank you for calling
thank
today.
You, Miriam. And I want to bring in this question. You're welcome, sweetheart. I want to bring in this question from Twitter at the same time, because this was a question that came in from one of our Twitter followers, and it's from Andrea. And here's what she said, and I think this is a really powerful question that ties in with what we're talking about. She says, is there any guidance for myself? I have channeled since I was young. I am a Reiki healer and a nurse, but in the now, I have been very isolated. Robert, did you want to share anything with Andrea?
Well, those are the kind of questions that I would normally channel on.
Uh-huh.
I'd prefer to channel if that's all right. But it'll take a moment to do that.
Sure. We're gonna take a little station break, and maybe when we come back, we can have a conversation of that.
In that channeled mode. That'd be wonderful. So why don't we take a break, which will give you a couple minutes to allow yourself to prepare in a way that will feel good for you, so it feels spacious, and let's come back and do that.
And to all of our listeners, please stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are glad to be with you now. And today on Sri and Kira Live, we're delighted to have Robert Shapiro with us. And Robert has moved into a trans-channel mode, bringing forth a beautiful being. And I want to invite that being to say hello and see if we're ready to have some questions.
All right. This is Grandfather. Now, restate the question, please.
Absolutely, Grandfather, and welcome. This question is from Andrea, and Andrea is asking, is there any guidance for myself? As I have channeled since I was young, I am a Reiki healer and a nurse, but in the now, I have been very isolated.
It is important when you're feeling out of touch to, especially when you know how to experience energy, to be someplace where there is nature, if you can. Some of you will be not able to get around so much, in which case, have somebody bring you plants so that you can be around a natural life form. The thing to do then, especially if you can get out and about, is to go up to a tree and just say good life, which is something trees say, and then just experience the tree as much as possible. When you are feeling disconnected, you might say, the best thing to do is to feel connected to a permanent, natural life form. It will bring you back into yourself and help you with your balance.
Thank you, Grandfather. What a beautiful sharing. And Andrea, beloved one, feel that gift in your heart and allow yourself to realize that you are always, always supported. I know there's times when we feel isolated, and beloved angel, you are very supported and truly take in the wisdom of going into nature and allowing that gift to expand. Grandfather, we have another question here from another listener, and this listener's name is Corinne. And here's Corinne's question. It says, I have been listening and looking for your shows on the fifth dimension.
On July 7th this year, I received a feeling that everything had come together and that time was up or completed. I've been getting for the past 6 months at least that time feels very short, and I get that I will be shifting into something or someplace else that I am needed elsewhere at this time. I am unclear as to what this will look like and wondering if you have any advice which would assist me with gaining more clarity. Thank you, Corinne.
Stay on the planet and stay in your body. Mm-hmm. Know that levels will take care of themselves. It's not something you have to do. It's something that just happens. And when levels change, you will automatically adapt to it. So your job is to be yourself in the most benevolent way you can. Be kind to people as you are. And do what you can to enlighten people, but only if they ask. Keep in mind that people are used to being assailed by other people's beliefs. So if somebody asks why you're happy or why you feel good about various things, then you can say a little bit. If they're receptive, then you can say more. But don't rush at them all at once with what you believe to be so.
Thank you.
Beautiful sharing. Thank you, Grandfather.
And Karen, thank you for writing. And we want to also suggest that you remember the mantra of self-ascension, which is simply, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And that mantra and more information about it, you'll find at sriankira.com. There's at their Ascended Classroom. It's important to take action. It's important to take action so that you are a co-creator.
Indeed. You know, Grandfather, while we have the blessing of your presence here on the show today, is there a message that you would like to offer to all of the beautiful beings who are listening in, all of the beings on the world at this time? You know, we're in this month of July 2014 with such extraordinary, powerful energy moving into August 2014. Is there something that you feel would be a gift to offer to all those who are tuning in?
You will be assailed on a regular basis with news. And the news, you understand, is somewhat of a business. So I would recommend that you pay less attention to news that comes off as a form of almost entertainment with dramas, yes? Pay attention to your local news. And if you want to really pay attention, pay attention at the grocery store that is in your neighborhood or the bookstore that is in your neighborhood. Pay attention to your immediate surroundings, your family, your friends, your pets, the beings you are around all the time. You'll find out not only how very much they're like you, whether you've spoken to them or not, or you'll find out that there are needs that people cannot voice. When there are needs that people cannot voice, but you feel they need help, you can say this. I recommend you say, I am asking that all those beings that need help receive all the help they need now benevolently from all those beings who can help them.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful message. Thank you so much. And so true. There's just so much happening at this time and such beautiful gifts.
Thank you. And if you, Grandfather, do not mind waiting one moment, we have a caller standing by who may enjoy interacting with you as well. So if we could go to line 3 and welcome Amma to the show.
Namaste, Amma. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you just fine.
Hi.
Thank
you. Gosh, it's been so long since I've talked with you. Do you remember me, Kira?
I sure do. When I saw your name, I said, oh, Sri, I know who this is, and what a treasure and gift to speak with you. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be with you. I, again, like your first caller said, and her message spoke to me as well, seeing your email this morning and you know, the serendipitous way this happened. I would love a mini soul reading in whatever way this entails. I would just like to say quickly, I'm going through an issue right now with the house, our house being in foreclosure, and we're trying to keep our house. It was my mom's house, and I've been praying fervently of how, what sort of help we can receive. And in the middle of the night, I saw something. I believe it was a being, but I saw some light, and the colors, the primary colors I saw were green and red. And I don't know who this was, but I remember waking up and saying, "Oh, hi." And then my heart just started beating really fast. And, you know, and then I had interesting dreams after that. But I know I connected with someone. I don't know who it was. And anyway, I would love a mini soul reading. Anything you could tell me that will help me on our path. I've been having good feelings about this, yet I don't know how to proceed. And
well, I'm so glad you called today. And how beautiful that we have so many of us here to share with you.
And so I would ask, yes, Grandfather, if you would like to offer some guidance or perspective for our beloved Amma, please share.
This is what I feel. And don't assume the worst. I feel that the green was about healing for you, but the red was about reality. All right? So, I know that the house is something near and dear to you, but it is something that you need to let go and move on. When you move on, of course, you'll go through sort of separation shock. But once you do that, it will be behind you, and you'll feel as if a huge load has dropped off of you. I recommend that you just move on with your life, and things will get better.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grandfather. And Amma, I'd like to share with you also that as I was listening to your sharing, and as I was connecting with this beautiful energy of Grandfather as well, what I saw come around you was the Archangel Raphael. And on the other side of Archangel Raphael was the Archangel Michael, but Michael was carrying a red sword. And clearly looking at you, it was like, I'm watching Raphael holding you and your beloveds. And I saw Michael saying, cut away and let it be easier. Cut away and let it be simple. That there is a great gift of illumination and a great gift of expansion on the other side of this. And they were saying, if you stop resisting, the gifts will come faster. And so you are being divinely guided, even though sometimes in density, it doesn't feel like that when we're going through these processes. You know, many, many years ago, I went through a foreclosure myself, and I understand what that feels like. And I can share with you that without that foreclosure, I would not be where I am today. And so I really feel that there's a stunning, and it's funny, they keep using number 8, which of course is the archangelic realm as well, and the infinite. And something about 8 months from now, things are looking really quite extraordinary. So I am so grateful you called in today on this magical day when we had an opportunity to share with you. And thank you for bringing this to the show. Truly, we love you, dear one.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, my angel. Feel my arms around you right now, honey. We love you.
And to all of our listeners, I hope that you're receiving the blessing of this interaction, because the messages are always universal.
Absolutely.
There's always a piece that is just for you. And certainly, we all are in a position of learning how to trust ever more, mm-hmm. how to be responsive to the needs of ourselves and others in ever wiser ways.
Absolutely.
And so, beloved Grandfather, we thank you for your sharing today. We truly appreciate the energy and the wisdom that has been brought forward. And in another moment or two, we'd love to chat with Robert again. So if there's anything further you'd like to share, please share it. Otherwise, please allow our beloved Robert to come back and chat with us.
All right. Now, I know that there are a great many troubles and things that you are all worried about. This is what to do. Begin talking to at least one neighbor that you haven't spoken with or it could be a friend or somebody at work. It is a time of communicating to people and speaking of matters that concern you, or listening when others have things to say. Practice listening. It's such a great comfort to others. Good life.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And beloved angels, beloved listeners, let's bring our hands to our heart and feel the gift of this beautiful message. And we're going to take another quick break and stay with us because there's still plenty of show to go.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting sriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today. Discover a daily meditation and weekly practice. Watch special video and audio clips. Follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's sriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We're glad to be with you.
We truly are. And what a beautiful gift today's show is. You know, when the heart dives into the gift of trans-channeling and offering the divine messages that come through, only love can exist. And I really feel the love of our community and the love of all of our callers. And hey, you can still try to call in. Just, you know, remember to give us a buzz. Just call in at 888. And it is 627-6008. 888-627-6008.
And today we have had the honor of working with Robert Shapiro and the benevolent ones that work through him.
Beautiful being called Grandfather who came through.
And Robert, how are you doing right now?
I'm okay, thank you.
Well, one of the reasons I asked the question is we were talking a little bit about the experience of channeling, and so I'm curious, now that Grandfather has stepped aside and you're fully back, could you share a little bit about the inner dynamic, what it feels like for you?
Well, it's a calming experience. And, of course, the reason it's calming is that there is, to bring up what the previous caller said, a feeling of trust that has developed the same way anyone learns to trust a friend. It takes time, doesn't it? You get acquainted, you're not sure. You go through all of these sort of steps back and forward. Maybe you're walking around each other a bit. But eventually, you learn to trust each other, not because you're being in a school, although the earth is a school, but rather because it feels good. So the calming comes about as a result of doing this work for so long that when a benevolent energy comes through that I can tell is benevolent, and only that comes through to me because you learn how to do this as a trans channel, then the calming is a comfort, and that's how it feels.
Mm. Well, how nice to be.
Beautiful.
Indeed, and well said. And so as I listen to your sharing, it sounds like you're standing witness to everything that's happening and that you do remember. Is that true?
No. No, you're mistaken. With deep trance channeling, this is very much what it's like. And I know you've all had this experience. When you wake up after a deep sleep, sometimes there's a transitional state if you didn't have to have the alarm clock on or your dog or cat or kids didn't jump on you in the bed. And if you're waking up slowly, then this transitional state, you're sort of still in the dream and you're sort of coming into your normal personality. If when you wake up slowly like that, you still remember the dream, it starts to fade. It's very much like that. And if somebody during the next 20 minutes or something happens to say something that resonates with the dream, pieces of it might come back to you, but only if that happens. Yep. So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
The only time I remember bits is that if someone brings it up afterwards, or if it's something that's a teaching, in the case of grandfather or other teaching beings, who has taught about that many times, and I can feel the resonant energy of it and know what they've been talking about, but not word for word.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you for that clarity.
No, channeling, it's different, but I don't do conscious channeling. I do deep channeling. It takes a while to learn how to do it deeply. But if you can learn how to do conscious channeling, that's okay for folks, too. I would recommend deep, but it takes years to get really connected to it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, one of the things that I'm personally curious about is how does the road ahead look for you personally? You know, you've been doing this work for many years now and sharing wisdom and blessings and little nudges to wake up to people here dancing in Earth School. What does the future look like for Robert Shapiro?
It's like this. I've come to a point in my life where I'm able to help people on a moment-to-moment basis. And generally speaking, anytime I'm around people, if I feel they need something, that it will not drain me of my energy to provide, I am able to do that. Other times, if I hear about somebody who needs help, I know how to say things and do things energetically to help them, not unlike you do. So at this time of my life, I've gained enough knowledge and wisdom that I can put things into effect to help the greatest number of people in the best way and the most benevolent way I can.
Well, what a beautiful place to be in your life. And truly, thank you for sharing that. And I have to share, as someone who has only ever done very, very deep trance channeling as well, I really appreciate how beautifully you shared what the experience is when you come out, because that is exactly, truly what it feels like. And I love how eloquently you were able to share that. And you know, Sri, we have another beautiful being standing online. Let's see if we can bring her into the show.
We'll do that. On line one, we have Celine from Montreal.
Oh, namaste, beloved one. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live.
Hi, Sri and Kira and grandfather.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Kira, I have a question, and Sri or Robert. I've been feeling ill for about 3 weeks. I've been having night sweats like crazy. It's just crazy. I have to wash my bed every morning, and I can't even take my clothes off. I went to doctors. I was coughing and everything. I had kind of bronchitis, but there's nothing. Doctor doesn't understand the sweats, and I lost like 30 pounds in the past few months.
Yeah.
So they can't find anything, so I'm wondering. You were talking, I listened last week or 2 weeks ago, and about getting ready for ascension or something, your body. Does that have anything to do with it?
Well, it certainly can. And, you know, I want to share with you, my angel, as you were sharing, I see a multitude of energies that are playing out in you right now. Some of them very much in the physical realm and some of them not in the physical realm. It's like you're dancing with two dimensions. And, you know, a couple things I want to suggest to you based on what I'm hearing. And the first is this, that they're saying that if possible, on a very density level, if you can get some colloidal silver and start taking that, that's going to help support what's going on in your body. In addition to that, lots of water needs to be coming into you. And I also invite you to, if you have not connected with the ebook I just put out called Kira's Cure, I invite you to read that book. They're saying that there's going to be some ahas in there for you. And, you know, it's 99 cents. I'm not trying to sell a book. It's just that I put that book out there for people that are going through what you're going through right now. And the other thing I would suggest to you is to allow yourself to start not... it's funny, the words they're giving me, this beautiful archangel around you, it's Gabriel. You've got Gabriel energy, I mean, all around you. And Gabriel is saying, it's time for you to stop panicking and start recognizing that your journey is shifting. You're shifting into another phase of your life. What's happening to you right now is not temporary. This is going to be like the next 10 years. And you won't feel these symptoms the whole time, but these symptoms are literally, and they're saying this and they're smiling, a wake-up call to attend to the body in a different way. Look at what you're eating. Look at how you're living. Look at what you're breathing. I mean, they're going through all of these aspects. And to allow yourself the beauty of loving you. They're saying that there's a huge piece here right now about self-love.
And I want to jump in, if I may. Celine, the fire of a fever is actually a sacred gift.
Absolutely.
And once you've kind of ruled out hormonal imbalances and you know, the dross physical pieces, because you do need to look at those, of course, the next step is to understand and surrender that what's being burnt away are the artifacts of density.
Yeah.
You have a bright light above
your
head.
Yeah, you're lifting.
And it's like it's trying to get all of you connected and plugged in on the same channel.
Very rapidly.
The same alignment.
Yeah.
And so trust this process. You might even say to yourself, beloved creator, I am willing to accept whatever must be present in order to serve my highest purpose.
And Angel, you know, I went through this myself last year and I lost 30 pounds in a month. I mean, and it was not through anything natural. And I just want to share with you that stay in the recognition of your divine presence while attending to the physical. And this is actually a beautiful gateway for you.
And so we thank you for calling. Robert, did you want to jump in or does this feel complete?
Yeah. Yes. I recommend that you use a nightlight for starters. Mm-hmm. Or if you possibly can, sleep with the light on. And I'll do something for you later on today to improve the situation. I know what it is, but we'll keep it personal and we'll keep it off the air, okay? And I'll do something for you.
Oh, we love you, honey.
Thank you for calling.
I love you too. I love you too.
And allow yourself to be in that state of receiving of the blessing that Robert's going to be offering to you as well.
And thank you for trusting yourself to call in today. Feel all of us loving you as a trinity of divine energy and support. And truly, Angel, the gateway is opening. Many blessings.
You know, I'm not scared. I'm just so, like, anxious.
Yes, but- yes. So take a breath in. Bring your hand to your heart. Take in a breath and relax and trust that the process is already flowing. You have already brought it forward and no accident that you got on the air today. Absolutely. So we love you and support you. Namaste.
And so as we're nearing the end of our time together today, Robert, I just want to say thank you.
Oh, truly thank you, Angel.
For when you walk in the room, so to speak, you're bringing 1,000 points of light with you.
Oh, and more and more. And so, beloved one, as the shows go so fast, as we prepare to finish the show today, is there anything you'd like to share before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, in this day and age, it's really important to stay in touch with your own physical self. Mm-hmm. We have to rush around and do so many things. But try to do something physical every day, like walking, or just making love with your partner, or doing something that makes you feel good and glad to be physical. If you've got a dog, if you've got kids, do something that's fun, or at least something that makes you happy to be physical on Earth now.
Mm. Well said.
Boy, that brings a smile to my heart and a smile to my face, and thank you.
And Robert, is there a website you'd like to refer listeners to?
How can people find you?
Well, I'm not easy to find, to be perfectly honest, but if people want to go to Google Plus, I'm present there. You can search around for Robert Shapiro. I don't know how you find somebody there. Or you can, if you want to get some good help, you can go to a couple of my blogs. You can either go to benevolentmagic.blogspot.com or mysticalman.blogspot.com, and you'll find out a lot of things there. I've posted a lot of helpful things there over time, and might help you.
Nice.
Oh, thank you. What a great gift. And thank you truly for your presence and joining us today. What a gift for all of us.
Mahalo.
Aha, indeed.
Thank you.
So, beloved. Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, our beloved listeners, as we're coming to a close of this series of explorations around channeling.
Yes, multidimensional contact, which, you know, brings us to next week.
Well, we're going to be moving from channeling to ETs and more.
Well, multidimensional contact, because next week we have a really close, dear friend of ours, Bill Burns, star of UFO Hunters, Ancient Aliens. I mean, you guys must know Bill by this point. He's going to be on next week, and wow, every time Bill appears on the show, things happen.
And I hope that one impression that you might be walking away with today is the recognition that we live in a benevolent universe, mm-hmm. and that the embrace of the divine comes in many forms.
Yes.
From the kiss of the wind upon your cheek, to the mist and dew of nature and the beauty of nature, to the quiet and sometimes not so quiet sounds of our multidimensional angelic ones seeking to offer assistance.
Indeed.
You know, oftentimes things don't happen in our life until we really say, I'm ready.
Yes.
And the I'm ready moment comes at different times. Sometimes we need to get to a critical incident, whether it's the bankruptcy, the divorce, the painful experience, whatever that might be, sometimes breaks open the egoic need to control and allows us to surrender into the embrace of divine love.
Yes.
Other times we simply cultivate it step by step by saying, I want to connect. I have a yearning. And by articulating permission for the universe to make itself known to you.
Oh, Sri, what a beautiful sharing. And so one of the things I want to share before we come to a culmination today is this. If you've ever been suspicious of trans channeling, if you've ever been suspicious of channeling, if you've ever been curious, you know, there are so many wonderful resources out there. And in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, even Archangel Zadkiel talks about that. And I encourage you to check that out. But as Sri and I have spent the past 12 years living with this, as Robert Shapiro has had the past 34, going on 35 years living with this, what we have all learned is that living with this gift does demand some sacrifice as far as things that are considered normal or normal ways of living. And it also means that you become, I don't want to use the word immune, but the naysayers really can't enter your field, because every time you bring in a benevolent gift, you are left with an energy signature of resilient love. And I love how Robert shared that today about the calmness. Every time Sri and I complete an ensoulment, an archangelic ensoulment, there is a gift, there is a love, there is a presence, there is an energy. And honestly, Sri, over the past 12 years, it has only gotten better. Yeah. It just tends to grow and grow and grow. And I think that's one of the signs of divine communion.
Divine communion, indeed, should always leave one with a sense of reassurance, a sense of love, and never a sense of good or bad or hierarchy.
Well, for the one who is delivering the message and the ones receiving it, that is the divine truth detector.
And we invite you to visit SriAndKira.com and take a look at the archangelic messages there, because every month there's a new posting, and each month is truly a spectacular invitation to embrace the oneness.
Indeed.
and so it's been our honor to be with you. It's our honor to share these messages with you, and we want to hear from you.
We do. So remember, beloved ones, if you enjoyed today's show and you want to be part of it, or you have more questions for us or our guests, let us know through Twitter just using the hashtag Sri and Kira Live. You can also tag us at Sri and Kira. And hey, Facebook fans, no worries. Get a hold of us at Facebook.com, Sri and Kira Official.
Well, I feel all old-fashioned by saying just send an email.
That too, simply to guest at Sri and Kira Live. And hey, we look at your emails, we look at your Twitters, and we read them on air. And next week, come join us. Bill Burns, going to be a fascinating show.
And until we have the joy of being with you in this way again, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest at SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.